from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, you probably like every show to start this way. We're going to give you double applause because you have a contract extension and it's signed, so please, nice job. Well earned and deserved. But what does that mean to you? You know, I know, you know, family here, you've put roots down here in Green Bay. What does that mean to sign a multi-year contract extension?
Well, personally, this is where Jessica and I want to be. I mean, we make no secret about that, so it's a great opportunity to continue, you know, our professional career in the greatest sports organization in the world. And it's, you know, this is a great place to work. So I just can't say enough about, you know, Mark Murphy, Ted Thompson, for, you know, the opportunity to continue with our program.
Mike, how important is that continuity with Ted Thompson? How important has it been for your success and as you look forward to your future here?
I think it's the most important. I think it's something that you can continue to get better as you move forward. His consistency is something that I always marveled at. He's definitely made me a better coach. And just the way the everyday operation, you're able to continue to grow.
You were at the halfway point of the regular season. What message do you feel, Mike, you will deliver to the team, or what do you want the team to know as you head forward here?
Well, we spent Monday going through a number of things. It was actually a disjointed day on Monday for us. We came in, we corrected the New Orleans Saints game. Then we had our self-scout overview that we normally do in the bye week. It was more extensive probably this year than in the past, you know, with 8 games, more information. We did some neat things. We had a cross-training session with our O-line and in our pass rush unit, where the O-line coach talked to the pass rush and vice versa. So that was very unique, and I know our players, you know, got a lot out of that. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we jumped on Chicago. So we started our preparation for Chicago. I felt Monday was very productive. Tuesday's the players' day off, and then we'll get into a normal flow of the week on Wednesday.
Mike, you mentioned the self-scout thing. What did it tell you about your football team through 8 games?
Well, a lot more positive than you want to, you know, because everybody remembers the last game, and that's kind of how our business is. Everybody wants to judge you based on your last performance. So, you know, the things that we really focus on, the big play opportunities, the turnover ratio, our formula of what we feel for success. You know, we're doing a lot of excellent things in those areas. So we want to build off of that. But then we also took a hard look at the fundamentals we need to improve on. And then, you know, it's obviously tackling was at the top of the list, and just continue to stay after the fundamentals. And, you know, the commitment that this team made back in April, all the goals that we set forth from day one are still attainable.
Larry mentioned the self-scout. Mike, is part of that the run defense as well with the tackling, as you mentioned, just basically breaking down, doing the fundamentals, and that'll improve in the second half?
You know, really, if you look at the areas, you know, the way our self-scout is, we have, you know, our biggest improvements, because, you know, you always want to address the things that you were focused on at the beginning of the season. Did you improve on those? You need to look at the problem areas. And really, the problem areas on defense, really, the tackling played a hand in each and every one of them. So it's a focus for us.
Mike, if we could focus a bit on your bye week, your personal bye week. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've got coaching in your DNA. By the end of the week, were you anxious to get back and get the guys back in town and get started again?
Well, no. Because the end of the week really kind of started my bye week. Halloween was really our, you know, first date at, you know, family time in the beautiful Wisconsin weather. The windy Halloween was a different one than I've experienced in the past. So the family was dressed appropriately. We went through 400 candy bars. So it was a big night out there in Lesieux.
Mike, I know you're not big on talking injuries, but the one thing I'll bring up is if T.J. Lang is uncertain this week, and we don't know, obviously, at this point, will J.C. Treader be a possibility at right guard, and what are you looking at right guard right now?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing is J.C. will be brought up, you know, this week for sure onto the roster. And really, T.J., is something that, you know, we're gonna, it's gonna probably take most of the week till we feel like we have a handle on that. So and ever how that sorts out, that's something we really don't want to get into till Sunday.
Mike, is there anything about your team that surprises you over the first half of its season? How you looked at it going in and how you're looking at it now coming out of that first half? Any surprises?
Surprises. No, I'll say the consistency of it is, it's not a surprise. So I wouldn't say there's no surprises. This is a fun team to coach. They're very accountable, excellent work ethic. We've made a lot of changes. You know, I mean, you look at our veterans, just the way our schedules change from, you know, this year to prior years. They've adjusted to that very well. I think our veteran players do a phenomenal job with our younger players. So the incorporation of the younger player into the locker room. So I really like the makeup of this team. And the most exciting part of it is we still have a lot of growth in front of us. We have a chance to really grow into a great team.
How do you look at the midway point on the no-huddle hurry-up offense that you installed and just your assessment on that so far this year?
Offensively, we feel good about a number of things. You know, statistically, you know, we're still trying to overcome a couple of those early games, but that's, you know, I don't think you can really look at it. I think the last 4 or 5 weeks we're playing the way we want to play. And, you know, Aaron's having a great year, and you know, our running game is improved. I think Getty's, you know, playing well. Our offensive line's probably having one of our best years. So, our receivers are playing well. Our tight ends are getting better. So I feel good about the offense.
All right, next up, we'll talk a little more about the Chicago Bears. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, 4 of the next 5 games are at home, 3 in a row against NFC opponents. What type of opportunity is this for you and your team in the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, when you look at the schedule, I mean, it's great to be playing home games. You know, it seems like we've been on the road for quite some time. So we're excited about being home the next 3 out of 4. And we break each season up in the quarters, so we're focused on the third quarter. But you got to win your division games. You know, we know that. This is a big one against Chicago.
Speaking of the Bears, Mike, last time down in Chicago, Jordy Nelson catches 10 balls, Randall Cobb 7 balls, both for over 100 yards. Now, do you play any of these mind games where they're going to try to take those guys away and try to extrapolate what the Bears might do? Do you play those games at all, or how do you go approach something like that?
Definitely. I mean, that's our job. You know, just watching the Bears defense the last 4 weeks. Since our game, you're trying to anticipate the changes that are going to occur from week one, you know, from the game one to game two. I mean, it happens every year in division games. They're coming off a bye week, so they've had extra time to go through their self-scout and potentially make adjustments. So that's really where we spent Sunday and Monday as a coaching staff going through.
Against the Saints, Eddie Lacy had 123 receiving yards, which is the most by a Packers running back since a guy that Larry played with, Eddie Lee Ivory, way back in 1980, which is pretty impressive. How much more of a weapon has he become in the passing game, do you feel, Mike?
You know, we've been talking about Eddie on the show in the past. I'm going to say it again. He's a three-down player. I mean, he's a very good football player. He's, you know, everybody wants, you know, his rookie year, the way he came onto the scene and pounded the football. I thought the way he ran the football against New Orleans was probably his finest performance in his ability to play first and second down, the check downs, you know, Aaron getting in the football. And he's a very good third down back. Look at the first third down, the touchdown to Randall. I mean, he's, Eddie's a complete player.
Mike, I don't want you to give away the game plan, certainly, but getting back to the first Bear game, Martellus Bennett. Like 9 catches over 100 yards, and the guy is 6'6", 265.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? That's a talent, and that's a unique talent.
Definitely. Big target, excellent player, really an excellent offense. I mean, you look at their weapons, and, you know, their offensive line's playing very well. I think the biggest thing is when you have big targets, particularly when you're stretching the middle of the field, you have to get your hands on them. You know, you got to win that release battle on the first 5 yards.
Mike, you guys are clearly a draft and develop team, but how pleased are you of the immediate contributions of Ha Ha Clinton Dix, Corey Linsley, and Devontae Adams?
Oh, I think all three of those young men have come in and have made an impact. I mean, what Corey's done is extremely impressive. I mean, I think it's something after the season we're going to look back on and just, you know, be very, very, very much impressed because I don't know if I've seen a rookie center come in and play at the level that he's played from week one on, especially when, you know, he was not the starter in training camp. Haas, you know, he played some really good football. You know, he had some big shoes to fill against the Saints with Morgan Burnett out, so that was a great experience for him. And Devontae, I think he's someone that just kind of keeps getting better each and every week. He's getting more opportunities, definitely with the with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, the production that they're having. So, yeah, very, very, very impressed with those three young men.
Mike, you guys didn't have a good day defending the run in Chicago, but a couple of eight-game stats really jumped out at me. Mike Daniels, 40 tackles already this year. LaTroy Guyon, 35. Something good's going on up there. It doesn't compute the poor run defense, those kind of tackles.
Well, LaTroy and Mike are very, very active defensive linemen. I think Chicago, frankly, did a very good job schematically, particularly in the first half against us in the run game. So we've had extra time to look at it. Once again, they're coming off a bye week, so I'm sure there'll be some new wrinkles in there, and it'll be a challenge for us. But Mike and LaTroy are playing very well.
Speaking of the bye, Mike, you are 7-1 as a coach after the bye, including winning 5 in a row. Biggest reason for that?
I hate those statistics because it seems like every time someone brings something up like that, it's something happens that you don't want to happen. So it's a credit. I mean, coming out of bye week is really a credit to your players. It's a credit to your coaching staff. I think a lot's made out of self-scout. A lot's made out of changes. We have a simple filter that we've always followed. You know, if there's changes that we need to make, we'll make them. If we need to make some adjustments, which you have to, especially playing a division opponent for the second time, and just what are you going to emphasize? So we don't overreact too much to what's happened in the past. We want to learn from it, apply it, and we'll do that Sunday night against Chicago.
Mike, did you watch any football over the weekend?
Not a whole lot. I watched the Steelers and the Ravens Sunday night a little bit.
Here's what I want to ask you. When you're listening to the experts talk about pro football.
Well, that's why teams, I don't watch football. Really.
Well, and some of those experts are former coaches and okay. So forth. And so your opinion when you're listening to the so-called experts is what?
Oh, shoot. I don't know what their opinions are. I can't help you there, Larry. That was a great question, though. You put a lot of time into it, and for you to get a no answer there is very disappointing. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Mike steered away from that one. Next up, Mike and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Placing the tailback, Rodgers under center. Jordy wide to the right side, slot to the right, single receiver left. Play action, Rodgers back to throw. Throws to Nelson, right side, got it! 35, cutting it back, 30, he's going to go! All the way, 10-5, touchdown, Jordy Nelson, 59 yards!
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with Mike McCarthy. And Mike, this is a 1st-and-10 play from the Carolina game. And they've got this, I believe, what's called a cover two look. And supposedly, that prevents the deep stuff, correct?
Correct.
But you guys get deep here, so what happened?
Well, it starts with the action. If you look at the action by the quarterback and the backs, we get excellent. We're trying to affect the underneath coverage elements. So we get that done. Excellent fake. We'll get a better look at that in the end zone. So then we're trying to stretch the half safety right here. So you can see the vertical right by Randall, vertical route by Randall, and then Jordy's going to attack the hole shot. So Aaron comes off for the action, and really it's a great throw. And you look at the timing. You talk about hitting the hole, the defense, the half safety's late. Ball's on the money. Jordy doesn't break stride. He cuts it back, and touchdown for the Packers.
Now, that move by Jordy, that's exactly the way he was taught by you, right?
No, not at all. let's be real here. So I have nothing to do with that. But, no, it's a two vertical versus a half safety, and really the action gives the ability for Randall to get up and hold that front side safety. Jordy does a good job on a release beat in the corner and get up into the fade hole.
59 yards for a Packer touchdown. Now let's go to the end zone view for the real meat and potatoes on this. Now, as an offensive coach, the play action pass protection. That can be kind of a sticky wicket, can it not? Because, like, okay, you got to sell the run, but at the same time, you got to pass protect.
Well, definitely. I mean, the action passing game is obviously an emphasis for us, and it's really an art form. If you look at the back, you know, you watch the way Eddie sells it, you watch the extension of Aaron Rodgers, and really the front, you know, our front seven here, they make it look like a run. So, you see the ball extension. Eddie rolls over the ball. You see the action of the two linebackers. So that clearly tells you Randall's able to get up vertical, hold the safety. There's the whole shot. Jordy's able to square up on a safety, and it's really no match.
And once again, the exciting conclusion remains the same. Jordy Nelson for 59 yards and a Packer touchdown. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. We have questions for the coach. And first up is Patty. You have a question for the coach.
Hi, Coach. I just want to say happy early birthday. I heard your birthday is coming up.
Thank you,
and
Patty.
I also heard that you were Fred Flintstone for one of the years. I would love to see that picture sometime, but I was wondering if your family dressed up this year and what you guys were.
My family definitely dressed up. They had a costume for me, but I didn't get in it, so that worked out fine. Gabrielle was Corella.
Corella DeVille.
Thank you. 101 Dalmatians. You know, Izzy was Wonder Woman. Daughter Alex was, I don't know what you want to call that. She was kind of like a wild cat type thing. So that worked out. George was Napoleon Dynamite. And Jack was like a Hooper from the 70s. So, yeah.
Eclectic mix. All right.
Yeah, Brian. It was eclectic. Yeah, absolutely.
That's very good. Brian, next up for the coach.
Happy early birthday, Coach.
Thank you.
I wanted to know, what did you do during the bye week?
Just caught up on some work. Got too much sleep and got sick. Just spent time with my family. It was, you know, the weather was great, so I was able to take the kids to school, participate in some of the school activities. So I went too fast.
All right. And last question is Shelley for the coach.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, I know we've already touched on it a little bit, but how differently would you prepare for Chicago and both teams coming off the bye? Any other kind of tricks or way to watch film or doing things maybe a little differently this time?
Well, you definitely have to. I think anytime you play your division opponent, you have to be – there will do things differently. There will be some different looks, and we're expecting the same from them. And I think it will be enhanced with both teams coming off the bye week. We've had, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for this game. And, you know, but you also got to guard, trying not to do too much too. So I think it will be a fun game to watch. We're looking forward to playing Sunday Night Football.
All right, thanks, Mike. And next up, we will wrap it all up and talk a little more about the Bears. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, it always amazes me, Bears, primetime under the lights, Sunday Night Football. But what really is crazy is whether it's a postseason game, regular season game, it doesn't matter what's on the line. It always seems to be a big game against Chicago and a big deal. Do you feel that outside, or is it just another game for you?
Oh, I think it's a big deal. I mean, it's the longest running rivalry in the history of the NFL. So, and I know I've said this before, and in respect to the late, great Steve Sable, when in my first year as a head coach at the owners' meeting, he told me one thing. He said, when the things are good with the Packers and the Bears, he said, the things are good in the National Football League. So that's the way I've always looked at it. It's a great game to play in. We look forward to it, and it's a game we need.
Mike, of course, one of the missions for every team, to get to the NFL's promised land, and you guys have been there and won it all. You got to be playing your best football at the end, and you're approaching the end. How do you coach that? I mean, you want to be good every day and so forth. How do you go about coaching that?
Well, I think you got to stay true to your plan. I mean, you really got to find time to do the fundamentals, but you also got to be smart with your football team. I mean, you're 8 games into it. You have to, you know, you got to adjust your schedule, adjust your training. We have a fall schedule that we'll go on here for the next 4 weeks, and then we'll go to a winter schedule the final four weeks. So, yeah, I mean, all those things are calculated, planned out, your training, your regiment, and because at the end of the day, you got to get your players ready to play in the game. So that's always been our approach.
Mike, rest up your voice. Get ready for those Bears this week.
Thanks, Lance.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show this week. We'll talk to you after the Bears game.